Founded in May of 2004, Manifest is a creative place where the visual art and design fields mingle and where new creative processes, concepts, and questions can be brought forward for consideration. Manifest's formation was partly a reaction to studies showing that arts play a catalytic role in the revitalization process of depressed communities. A drawing center, gallery, bookstore, and artist-in-residency program are part of the Manifest offerings, as is the Envision Project 2. Taught by photographer and now instructor Michael Wilson. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Dion. Michael Wilson stepped out of the dark room and into our studio to talk about Envision 2 and the upcoming exhibition of the work that the session produced. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Michael, what is Envision Project?
Envision Project is a collaboration between Manifest Drawing Center, the Ohio Arts Council, and the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. And this is its second year, hence the Envision 2, where high school students are taught to use analog film cameras, learn black and white processing and printing, and with an sort of underlying or overarching sort of emphasis on sort of being tuned into the world around them with an awareness of, you know, everybody's situation is not the same. Civil rights tends to be like a fairly grand word, but yeah, it's about an awareness of where we are in the world, and it's a way to explore that with photography.
And you mentioned that the course was offered at no cost to the students. That seems like a wonderful and equalizing thing for selecting your class members. How did you choose the kids to teach?
It's an application process. Students are sent to, they have to answer a questionnaire. So the experience is not required. It's not like they have to present a portfolio, because everybody is basically being sort of starting out at the same a level playing field. We're learning to use a film camera and process film and make prints. So it isn't about a portfolio, but it is about look at the applications and try to decipher, you know, you're trying to read their interest. And also they have to provide recommendations from teachers and such. So that part is pretty, you know, it's like Adam Mysok, who runs a drawing center, when we were going over this, he said, like, trying to decide if you prefer one leg over the other. You know, it's like, it's not an easy thing. And so this year we worked with 11 students from high schools all over Cincinnati, ranging from freshmen to seniors, private schools, public schools.
Do high school kids know what film is?
Yeah, certainly they're aware of it as an idea. Most of the students have never worked with, you know, shot film, and a couple had actually. But and some of the high schools in the area do have darkrooms still. So they get, some of them have had a taste of it, but most of them, it was a new thing.
The manual nature of a camera, as opposed to just pointing a cell phone and having it focus for you in center. How different was that for these kids?
I think it's very different, and it's a great sort of for those. I think it is a it's certainly a steep learning curve, and it can be incredibly frustrating to work for a process that unfolds over a week and requires hours of input to arrive at a disappointing print. You know, it's like, that is like, compare that with, like, you know, a digital where you just point and it can be really frustrating, but it also can be very rewarding. And I think that's the great experience that a lot of them had.
So when I was in high school, I studied photography, and I would walk up to Price Hill Camera on Glenway Avenue and purchase photography paper and film and chemicals. Where do you even get that stuff nowadays?
It's not as hard to find as you would think, but it has become more of a specialty, whereas it used to be, like you said, in any neighborhood would have a place where you could buy those kind of supplies. Nowadays, you have to sort of be a little thoughtful about, and it's easily gotten either online or in Cincinnati. There is still a camera store out in Kenwood, Dodd Camera, that has some analog supplies, and over on the west side of town there is a Western Hills Photos. It's just, you have to be, it's not in every neighborhood, but it's still not as rare as it sounds. It's not as exotic as it sounds.
What do you think these kids came to the class hoping to discover?
Well, I think it varied. Some of them felt early on, when I get out of high school, I'm going to be a photojournalist, or I'm going to do fashion. So some of them already had an interest in, and I think that certainly the appeal of learning the skills, like the darkroom skills, I think that still holds some interest to most of them. So I think that was a big part of it. They're young, so like their interest in photography is sort of tends to revolve around their world, and I don't know honestly how much of that thought went into when they'd fill out their applications. I think it was more a general excitement about photography and like either from some taste of it they've had already or some curiosity about it. And the cool thing about the program was we did get to sort of like tease them a little bit with some of the history of photography, some of the, you know, the 150 years, what led to this moment. And I hope some of that resonates with them.
Chatting with Michael Wilson, the photographer and now a teacher. Tell me how long this course lasted.
Okay, it was a 12-week course. We met 2 days a week, 6 hours a week over 2 different days. It ran from, with those twice a week meetings, ran from the 1st of January through the end of March. And then since the end of March, since our weekly meetings ended, the students have been coming in to the Drawing Center in Madisonville and making final prints, which will be as part of the exhibition. So the Drawing Center is a resource that they've been sort of making use of since the actual coursework ended. And
Michael, you came to photography fairly late in your life.
Right. Yeah. The very end of high school, I was interested in it from a good friend of mine, who's still a good friend of mine. But it was a surprise to me, and I'm grateful for it.
The result of all the training and work will take place in the form of an exhibition at Manifest Drawing Center?
Correct. On Wetzel Avenue in Madisonville, the opening reception is Saturday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's open to anybody. Welcome to come. There'll be some snacks, and the students' final prints will be on display, as well as some of the artifacts of their progress throughout the time we were together. So, yeah.
Will people be able to see the exhibition after May 19th?
The work, actually, that will be tricky because it's kind of a one-night event, because then all of the Ohio students, which of our 11 students, there were 7 Ohio students, their work will go up to Columbus to stay up for an year-long exhibition at the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. So
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. And they will have another reception up there on June 1st.
What do you think is the magic of black and white photography?
Well, that's a big question, but I have a couple of thoughts. And one is, I think that there is just a little bit of a jarring experience when we see a black and white photograph. It's just different enough from the way we see the world normally that it feels like a different moment. And it's like seeing life in a slightly different setting. You know, we recognize things, but it's different. And I think that there is, I think that little sort of hiccup in our recognition of the world creates a little gap where we see can add a little magic to that happening.
What were some of the assignments you gave the kids?
Well, honestly, there was a lot of sort of just nuts and bolts, learning how to create a decent exposure, how a light meter works, how the different sensitivities of film. They had to do portraits of someone they were comfortable with, portrait of someone they were less comfortable with. In this case, we paired them up with other students who they didn't know in the class because this was early on. And then they were given a task to create a small grouping of 3 pictures that would hold together for their final exhibition. So in over 12 weeks, that was actually filled up.
That's a lot.
The time. Yeah.
You're an incredibly busy and an incredibly successful photographer, and yet you found time to teach these 11 students. And I understand that the teachers are volunteers.
I inherited the program actually from a Kate Cunningham, who was running the Drawing Center last year and had a background in photography. And I was kind of gifted with the programs that Kate had started. So, and hopefully it'll go on.
What a gift you gave to these students in return. So what is Manifest?
Manifest has 3 basic sort of prongs. They have a gallery on Woodburn Avenue. They have a press, basically, a publication where they make beautiful books. And they also have the Drawing Center, which is where the Envision Project is part of. And that's in Madisonville. The Drawing Center is basically a beehive of visual activity. There's figure drawing 2 nights a week, every week. There are ongoing painting and visual arts classes ranging from like mindfulness and drawing to oil painting. And then there, over the last 3 years, rolled into that has become a darkroom. So we're teaching photography courses, including analog darkroom classes, black and white, how to process and print, but also workshops on alternative processes, portraiture, whatever, lots of offerings. And it's a place where it's a really exciting place. place because there are professionals working alongside of amateurs, students and teachers all working together, and it's a pretty special place.
Michael Wilson's Envision Project 2, offered in conjunction with Manifest and the Ohio Civil Rights Commission, celebrates the work of 11 young photographers in the exhibition Through Our Lens, opening at Manifest Drawing Center, 4905 Wetzel Avenue, on Saturday, May 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m., open to the public. And Michael's own work is everywhere, including those early first mesmerizing photos of Over the Rhine, which for a lot of us is how we became acquainted with you. Michael writes that after making pictures for some 30 years, strong pictures still resonate and compel, and he is grateful to still be in search of them. Michael, thank you so much for visiting. Thank you for sharing your time and talent with the next generation.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
My guest has been Michael Wilson. It's Envision Project 2, Through Our Lens, Saturday, May 19th. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.